last Ukrainian troops holding out in the strategic port city. Meanwhile, Ukraine is awaiting a meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Zelensky made it clear he was expecting a concrete outcome from the U.S. officials. You can't come to us empty-handed today, and we're expecting not just presents or some kind of cakes. We're expecting specific things and specific weapons. The first ever visit to Ukraine by high-level U.S. officials since the Russian invasion began has given Zelensky hope of better days to come, as he mentioned in a separate Easter address to Ukrainians. Today's great holiday gives us the great hope and belief that light will win over darkness. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis called on Sunday for a halt to attacks in Ukraine in order to get aid to the exhausted population and urged leaders to listen to the voice of the people who do not want an escalation of the conflict. Speaking to tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square, he noted that the day most Eastern Christians, including Orthodox and Catholics in Ukraine and Russia, celebrate Easter coincided with the 2 months mark of the war. As Christians in Ukraine celebrate Orthodox Easter, there's no end in sight to the war that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions more, and reduced cities to rubble. Ukraine said 2 children were among those killed in shelling on Sunday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In advance of World Malaria Day, the World Health Organization recommends the expanded use of the first malaria vaccine, calling it a potential game changer in the fight. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Malaria is a preventable, treatable disease. Yet every year, malaria sickens more than 200 million people and kills more than 600,000. Most of these deaths, nearly 500,000, are among young children in Africa. That means every 60 seconds, a child dies of malaria. Despite this bleak news, the outlook for malaria control is promising, thanks to the development of the world's first malaria vaccine. The World Health Organization calls the achievement a historic breakthrough for science. A pilot program was started in 2019 in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. Since then, the World Health Organization reports more than 1 million children in the 3 countries have received the malaria vaccine. Mary Hamill is head of WHO's malaria vaccine implementation program.
We saw a 30% drop in children being brought to the hospitals with deadly severe malaria. And we also saw almost a 10% reduction in all-cause child mortality. If the vaccine is widely deployed, it's estimated that it could save an additional 40 to 80,000 child lives each year.
WHO reports Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, will provide more than $155 million to support expanded introduction of the malaria vaccine for Gavi-eligible countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
France is voting in a presidential runoff election Sunday with repercussions for Europe's future, with centrist incumbent Emmanuel Macron the front-runner but fighting a tough challenge from far-right rival Marine Le Pen. The centrist Macron is asking voters to trust him for a second 5-year term despite a presidency troubled by protests, the pandemic, and the war in Ukraine. A Macron victory in the vote would make him the first French president in 20 years to win a second term. Recapping our top story, the Russian military has carried out airstrikes on a besieged steel factory in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol as Ukraine's president waits for a visit from top U.S. officials. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are expected in Kyiv today after President Volodymyr Zelensky's announcement of their visit yesterday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.
Huncho!
Taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I